Namanda, Buddha Namanda, Buddha Namanda, Buddha Namanda, Buddha Namanda, Buddha Namanda, Buddha Namanda.
I'd like to begin this morning by reading a poem by Lady Takeko Kujo. This is perhaps well known. This is called Seiya, or Sacred Night is the way it's, a peaceful night is the way it's often translated into English. 今から Seiya という Takeko Kujo-sama の詩を読んで、まあ、皆さんちょっと馴染みのあると思いますけど、これを読んでから始まりたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。星の夜空の美しさ、誰かは知るや雨の夜ぞ、ムースの人見輝きば、歓喜に和む我が心。 How beautiful the starry sky!Who could know the mystery of the heavens? When these countless eyes shine brilliantly, my heart is filled with joy.
Ganges 川の政子より、あまたをはする仏たち、夜昼常に守らすと、
More numerous than the sands of the Ganges are the Buddhas. When I hear that they watch over us night and day, my heart is filled with peace. Namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu. Again, good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you for joining us this morning. This is our February senior gathering, and in honor of Lady Takeko Kujo, who passed away in February of 1928, I wanted to speak a little bit about her life and some of her activities today, and particularly her work to found the Buddhist Women's Association.The Buddhist Women's Association, or Fujinkai, as many of us know, was founded by Lady Kujo, and it was founded at an important time in the history of the world, as well as the history of Japan. It was founded during the Russo-Japanese War, which was in the early part, very early part of the 1900s. I believe the Fujinkai was founded around the year 1904, so over 100 years ago.The Fujinkai was founded, and one of the founders was Lady Takeko Kujo, founding this Buddhist women's organization, an organization of Buddhist women. And when we think about the circumstances of the founding of this organization, we get a sense of the vision and the spirit and the mission of this Buddhist women's organization, which continues to be active here in the United States. And I know that this monthly senior gathering would not exist, for example, without the support of our Buddhist women's organization here at the temple. まあ今月は、まあ、キサラギという、九条武子様を、忍ぶ法要が毎年本願寺の方で行われていますが、九条武子様は1928年の2月に往生道の、まあ、往生の総会を遂げられたんですけど、まあ、九条様、武子様は一つのいろいろ偉大なことをなさったんですけど、その一つは仏教婦人会が始まったということですね。これは日露戦争の時に、およそ1904年の時に始まれたと思います。So, if you think about the Russo-Japanese War, it's a very interesting time in the history of the world. It's the start of modernization, shortly after Japan itself had opened up after being cut off from the rest of the world for about 200 years. And so many new things were taking place in Japan. Society was changing very quickly. And up until this point, Japan had been really cut off from the rest of the world. People from Japan very rarely left Japan to travel outside, and very few outsiders, people from outside Japan, were allowed to come in prior to this time in Japanese history. まあ、日露戦争、まあ、そのまでは、あのこの、まあ、明治維新があって、その明治時代のまでは、まあ、大体200年ほど、日本から誰も出て行けることもできないし、入ってくることもできないんですね。So, people who had never seen another country, and people who had never, seen even a person from another person. Never, most people had never met someone who wasn't from Japan.
まあその時は、まあもちろん日本を、まあ、出ていく、海外に行ったことのない人はほとんどでしたけど、海外から来た、まあ、いわゆる外国人も見たことなかった人がほとんどでしたね。
And so can you imagine, at that time, Japan and Russia are beginning to have conflicts, and the government says, okay, it's time for our country to stand up and defend ourselves. We need to have the young men of our country need to come and take part in this war. And so people had to get onto boats and go overseas and begin to have a conflict with another country.
してその時はまあちょっと想像してみてください。外国も行ったことないほとんどの国民、外国人も見たことないほとんどの国人、今からじゃあ外国と戦争をするということですね。
If you think about it, now these days we've had many wars and many things going on over the generations, and so even if someone has not been overseas themselves, they know someone who went overseas.But this was a time when there was no generation of people. The previous generation, previous several generations had never been overseas. So all of a sudden, imagine how the people of Japan must have felt. So something very new and very frightening. War itself is always frightening. But this was a reality totally new to everybody.
そしてこれはとっても怖いことだったですね。まあ戦争はいつも怖いですけど、これはもうみんながそう想像のできないような出来事があったんですね。
And so it's very meaningful to me that at this time, Lady Kujo said, we need to do something to serve and to help the people around us who are suffering. Men who will be going off to very dangerous circumstances, men who will be going off, leaving their families behind, that never, most of them had never been apart from their families,going off to do something, and they have no choice about it. The government tells you go, you have to go. And so what did she do? She gathered people together and she said, we're a Buddhist organization. Whether we support or oppose war is something irrelevant. The people are going to suffer because of this. We need to do something to help them.
まあ戦争を賛成するか反対するか別のこととして国民が戦争に行くとみんなが苦しむから仏教の団体は何か動かないといかないということですね。
And so she gathered up the women of this organization, women who had said goodbye to their sons, said goodbye to their husbands, and said, let us send support to these men who are going off to serve the country, men who are going off into very frightening and difficult circumstances, let us send them care packages so they can feel the love and comfort of their family.
そしてあの九条武子様はじゃあ仏教の組織としてじゃあみんな力を合わせてこういう海外を戦争に出てる男性方にあのこういうあのなんかあの郵便物とか贈り物を送って心にあの安心させるようにしましょう。必要なものを送りましょう。
That's one aspect of what the Buddhist Women's Organization began by doing with sending care packages to these men who were serving in the Japanese, Russo-Japanese War. Another thing that they did was to care for the families of those who had left behind. Many families, I think, all families rely on all the members. So if the father, if the son goes away,then the family is naturally going to face difficulty. So what is the Buddhist response to that? Rather than just let them sit and have their troubles on their own, to pull together as a community and to support them in whatever way they could. So another aspect of the early activities of the Buddhist women's organization was to support these families whose sons and whose husbands had been sent off to fight in this Russo-Japanese war.
そしてもう一つはそういう、まあ、息子さんまたはご主人が戦争に出ていたら家族が困りますね。
まあそういう経済的にも日常的にも家族の一人が一緒にいなくなったら大変難しい事態になってそれをじゃあその人をそのまま放っておくんではなくて力を合わせて寄り添って手伝おうというのはもう一つの婦人会仏教婦人会の初めてやってたことですね。
So I think this sets a very interesting precedent. This is a very interesting beginning to this organization that we call the Buddhist Women's Organization.
It's an organization of service and an organization of compassion. まあ仏教婦人会というのは人を助け合って仏様の慈悲を持って活躍することですね。
So again, I don't think that this is about supporting or opposing a war effort. It's about looking at the society, looking at what's happening around us, our friends, our families, our fellow Buddhists, and our community as a whole, and shining the light of the Buddha's wisdom onto a difficult situation through kindness.
そして、まあ、仏教の婦人会は、まあ、もう一回言いますけど、戦争を賛成するか反対することよりは、こういう 仏教婦人会の始まりは、人が苦しんでることを、それを見てたら、力を合わせて動く仏様の慈悲に照らされている社会を目指して動くということは、仏教婦人会の始まりだと思います。
You know, this is, I think this spirit is expressed in this famous gatha of Kujo Takeko-sama, Seiya. It expresses this teaching that talks about this starry sky. In the midst of darkness, there are shining lights.
そしてこの夜空のことですね。暗い時に光がまだ輝いてるということですね。
In our lives, in our societies, a time when a nation goes to war, a time when a nation is at war, is a dark time for society. And yet, in the midst of that, we have these moments of light, shining kindness that exists in the midst of conflict and difficulty.
まあ、戦争、国が戦争に行くのは大変暗いことですね。でもその中に光がまだ輝いてる。ということは優しさ、親切さ、助け合う心はまだ現れていくんですね。
And in the midst of all this darkness, we have the light of countless Buddhas shining. Each moment of kindness is an encounter with the Buddha.
まあ、仏様がずっと夜空のように輝いているというのは、こういう寄り添う、助け合いながら生きていける、そういう出会いが仏様の光との出会いだということですね。
So I think this is a wonderful time each month in February to reflect on the life of Lady Kujo and to reflect on our lives as Buddhists and how she sets an example for us of what our Buddhist organizations can be, even in times of darkness, a light shining of kindness in our world.
してこれを見たら九条武子様の心を見てこういう仏教の団体は暗い世の中でも一つの輝いている仏様の光を照らされている存在であって非常にありがたいことだと思います。
So I'll conclude here. I invite you to join me in 合唱。
ここで合唱を持って終わりたいと思います。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿